Okay, this is this is Penny for Your Top Bod's Can't Stop script, performed as Brittany the telemarketer from my previous Your Call is Important to Us Joy audio. You asked for it. I can't stop thinking about you. I mean, alone in bed, like driving my car, busy at work, I can't escape you. Even when I'm like drinking coffee with friends, my thoughts keep getting pulled to you, like images of your smile and your body, echoes of your voice in my ear. God, I hear that all day. Oh my God. Causing like delicious shivers to go through me. Sometimes I'll be in a meeting and unbidden memories of our previous couplings will like suddenly like assault me. I'll feel myself like getting really aroused, like my face flushing and my hands trembling. And I'll have to rush to the bathroom and like silently touch myself until I find release. Afterwards, like I'll wash up and, you know, my face burns with the shame of not being able to control my lust. This is no ordinary fixation. This, seriously, is something I have never felt before. Something so powerful. It like keeps me up some nights, like slick with sweat, ugh, and like gazing out my window into the inky blackness in wonder. I mean, sometimes I'll stay like that for hours, just pondering like aloud in vain, you know, about this power you hold over me. And on those nights, I hold the pillow that you normally use against my body, with my arms wrapped tightly around it, my cheek pressed gently to the cool fabric, just inhaling, you know, a faint scent of you, like imprinted on it. It's these nights that the ache in my belly is just too strong, the thudding in my core needing to be stilled. My eager hands will search out the relentless pulsing within my body, soothing it momentarily. But we both know, fuck, there's a siren. We both know it's like only you that can like quell the desire entirely. It's you. It's everything about you. It fills and empties me like all at once. That feeling of your hands in my hair. Oh. A touch of your teeth on my skin. Oh my God. Absolute, like, ecstasy as our bodies rock against one another over and over and over. Oh, and the sound of your moans increasing with, like, the fervent tempo of our lovemaking. This is no ordinary desire. I mean, and on the nights that I'm, like, terrified you've forgotten about me, you know, you'll come through the front door with such a sweet smile and your hair all in your eyes, and I'll just come undone. And it'll be seconds before my mouth will be, like, on yours, like, all over yours, like, hungry and needy, and, like, the mutual want will be, like, palpable, whatever the fuck that means, as you, like, kiss my neck, you know, your hands, like, digging into my flesh with need. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our coupling will be like forceful and animalistic, and it'll end with us tangled in each other's arms. You always doze off first. Your breathing is like even and peaceful. And I wonder, like, how you're able to sleep so soundly when it feels like I'm like truly awake for like the first time in like ages. And I always kiss your cheek like softly and watch you sleep. And I wonder if it's like visions of me behind your flickering eyelids. But it doesn't matter. I tell myself that your thoughts are consumed by me because they have to be, okay? This is no ordinary lust. Oh, I slipped into Fran Drescher. Oh, God. I'm losing it. When I wake up, you'll be gone, like you always are. And I'll walk through my day in a trance, like wondering when I'll get next to see you, or when I'll next get to see you, or whatever the hell that says, to touch you and to taste you. And I tell myself that your mind travels in the same fashion, that that your body yearns for mine as much as mine does for yours. That your thoughts are clouded with images and sounds of, like, me. They have to be. They better be. 'Cause this is no ordinary love.